Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus. And we are in day four of our journey through the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. And looking at this question, why are some of the most familiar Bible passages so misunderstood? So, it hardly gets more familiar, right, than Luke chapter 2. I remember this was one of my oldest son Andrew's favorite Bible passages from a very early age. Let's get just a little snippet of this very familiar passage. Luke 2, 7 through 9. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. I mean, I love Luke 2. It's been one of my favorite Bible passages since I was a kid. I remember growing up watching A Charlie Brown Christmas. I still get goosebumps when I watch that with my children, and Linus steps forward to tell Charlie Brown what Christmas is really all about by reading from Luke 2. And yet, as wonderfully familiar as this passage is, we still misunderstand it. Several errors are commonly made. First, there was no inn, not as we would understand that term. The word translated inn in Luke 2:7 was not a first century Holiday Inn or Hampton Inn. There was no innkeeper. It likely refers to the room in the house where the guests would sleep, which was probably on the floor of the dining area. Secondly, there was probably no stable either. The reference to a manger is a reference to a feeding trough for animals. However, this is probably because animals were frequently brought into the house at night, kept in the back of the main room of the house. Yes, Mary and Joseph and Jesus were sleeping with the animals, and Jesus was placed in a manger as a cradle, but it was probably inside the main house and not likely in a stable. Third, the sign given to the shepherds is actually the main point of the passage, but we miss the sign. The shepherds would have understood the significance of Jesus being wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. We're given a version of this description in this passage three times in verses 7, 12, and 16. Shepherds in the region near Bethlehem would often be called upon to provide lambs for sacrifice in the temple. Bethlehem's only about 5 miles from the temple. But not all lambs qualified. Only spotless lambs could be used. How would shepherds keep a spotless newborn lamb spotless? Keep him from hurting or dirtying himself? They would wrap him in swaddling cloths and place him in a manger. Thus, the shepherds would have known the sign. And for them, it would have meant one thing. Here was the spotless Lamb of God, come to take away the sin of the world. Let us rejoice like the shepherds and glorify God for sending us such a Savior.